Hello and welcome to our program. We're here with another session of Bible prophecy. We're trying to make it plain and simple. Our foundational verse, once again, 2 Peter 1:21. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. We're going to look in Ezekiel. I like that book. It's a tremendous book. Can these bones live? And he answered and said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And Ezekiel said, and I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Now, we have a valley full of dry bones, and 21 times in the book of Ezekiel, we find the phrase, ye shall know that I am the Lord. And then 24 times in the book of Ezekiel, we read the phrase, they shall know that I am the Lord. One thing for sure, sooner or later, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is who he says he is. Ye shall know, they shall know. Now, this valley of dry bones is referring to Israel. Israel has been wandering around in this world just in serious persecutions, not a nation for 2,000 years. And then in May 1948, on the 14th, for the first time in 2,000 years, Israel became a nation again. That's what this portion of Scripture is prophesying about. We read, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones. It's not just an ordinary day here for this prophet of God. And caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Well, put yourself in that position. He said, I don't know, but you know everything. Well, he knew the verses that Isaiah was preaching at that same time, my ways and your ways. Isaiah 55, God said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So we see in the Bible a lot of things happening that we wonder, well, why would God do it that way? Well, God knows what he's doing. Hosea was told to marry a harlot. Naaman was told to go dip in the Jordan River. That was an unlikely thing to do to get your leprosy cured. Moses was to make a brazen serpent, stick it up there in the wilderness. Ezekiel was told to lay on his left side for 390 days. And Ezekiel was told to preach to a valley of dead bones. I think sometimes if you're a sincere preacher today preaching the whole counsel of God, you might have an idea how Ezekiel felt. In Ezekiel 37, from verse 4 through 7, again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Now they don't have any ears. They don't have any brains. They don't have anything here. They're dead bones. And so he says to him, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinew upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and breathe in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. That's just a good idea. Just do what the Lord says to do. We're not responsible for the outcome. All we're responsible to do is be good stewards of what he has given us to do. Ezekiel, preach to those dead bones. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. But that I'm thinking that got his attention. Behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinew and the flesh came upon them. The skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Well, we had a skeleton, now we got a corpse. What good are they? Let's read on. So I prophesied as he commanded me. There's the secret. So we read in verse 9, then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God. See, even the wind and the sea obey him. Remember the story? Prophesy to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these that these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me. And the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. An exceeding great army. Why? Because he prophesied as he was commanded. Now, this is a type in the Old Testament. It's a prophecy of the fact that Israel would become a nation again. Can these bones live? Oh, yeah. In 1948, when Israel became a nation, this is what it looked like. Today, this is what Israel looks like. What a tremendous difference. Yes, these bones can live. Now, they have not come to a saving knowledge as a nation. They have not turned to God. But everything is on track here exactly like the Bible says it would just before the Lord returned. This is simply prophecy, plain and simple. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Be sure and be with us for our next program.